What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
The 90s. Man, it was a better time.
Parts of it.
Man, I miss the 90s so much. And to say that now makes you kind of a relic and an artifact, because that's what literally things that we grew up with are in historical museums. Colorado's Historical Museum is opening a 90s exhibit.
See, here's the thing. I don't think that things that were around just 5 years ago, at least that's how it feels,
right,
could possibly be historical.
But they are, Katie.
Checks, watch, oopsie doopsie, I meant 30 years ago.
It's insane to me that we are now, I remember when I was a kid growing up in the 90s and hearing music from the 60s and seeing pictures from the 60s and learning about culture from the 60s, thinking like that might have been 100 years ago.
Oh my God, you're so right.
That is the exact same difference now. Oh my God, the look on your face. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to do that.
Kevin, this is not a place I've ever gone in my head before.
Yeah, it's the same amount of time.
God.
So 90s kids, do we deserve to be in a historical museum? The sad part is, yeah, we do.
Okay, so yes, but I think that there's a part of this that is good.
Okay.
Because when we thought of the 60s,
yes,
it was more about, oh, they didn't have the things we have now.
Okay.
Where the 90s, it was more like they had things that we don't have now. So you put this up on, and for good reason, don't
get
me wrong.
Right.
You put this up on Facebook. You asked, what is something that should go in the 90s museum? And somebody said, movie phones.
You've called movie phones.
For those people that are too young to understand, when we wanted to know what time a movie played,
yeah,
we would call a number and it would say, hello, you've called movie phone. And then it would go over every movie that was playing at the theater and the time that it was playing. And you just had, I think at some point it said, like, if you want Titanic, press 1. But it wasn't always that way. At first it was, you had to listen to every movie option and wait for the one that you were interested in.
Yeah. Yeah. And we thought at the time how advanced that was, that we didn't have to check the newspaper anymore.
Right.
You know?
How about not just answering machines, okay? Do you remember when answering machines got so advanced that everybody in the family could have their own number on it.
No, I don't remember that.
So your message could say, hi, we can't come to the phone right now, but if you want to talk to Katie, press 1. If you want to leave a message for Katie, press 1. If you want to leave a message for Garrett, press 2.
People who've texted into 916-909-1065, Game Boy, Obvi, Beanie Babies, Obvi. Somebody said Lisa Frank, anything. For anybody who doesn't know what Lisa Frank was, I'm still not 100% sure I'm aware who Lisa Frank was. I believe she was an artist.
She was the artist.
And she only dabbled in very vibrant neon colors of things like dolphins in space. and horses, you know.
I have to tell you, I don't know what it was about Lisa Frank. I loved her. And chronically referred to her as Anne Frank. it was really bad.
Man, I got the new Anne Frank binder.
You see the new Anne Frank folder?
Oh my God.
Real bad.
We put this up on Facebook. What are some things that we got?
How about handheld boom boxes?
Oh yeah.
We used to take our radios. We used to walk our radios around with us.
And you were hella cool. If you had, the bigger the boom box, the better. Oh my God.
How about 90s snacks?
Oh.
Squeeze-Its?
Oh yeah, I remember that. Dunkaroos?
Yeah, Hi-C Ecto Cooler.
Did you remember what it was like to have a cable box back in the 90s?
Yes.
Now, I don't know if this was just my family's experience, but we weren't rich by any means. But we were one of the first people on our street to get cable. We still didn't have a remote control, but we had cable. And the box had like 12 buttons. Buttons!
Wow.
And a toggle. So you could push the buttons for 12 channels. Then if you wanted to go a different 12 channels, you had to hit the toggle to the middle or up.
Oh.
And then hit the same buttons again. It was archaic, guys.
I didn't have any of that. How about 90s TV commercials? Oh my God. Do you remember Popples?
Popples.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
It was like some sort of gremlin teddy bear.
Yep.
That also could transform itself and live in its own sack. And I don't know how else to describe it.
It was an adorable animal that you were encouraged to unzip so that you basically sliced it open and then turned it inside out.
And then you turned it inside out so its head was coming out of its own stomach. It was the strangest.
So anyway, what would you add to this? Keep texting in 916-909-1065.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.